Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We started a series on executives, and this morning we are going to look at part 5 of this message or series on executives. God has given us a great year, and people who know how to execute in the way that God has planned the year are going to be those who are going to reign in the way God has blessed us. And so we've done part 4. So far, this is part 5, right? Are we on the same page? Okay. In the part 3, we learned about the characteristics of the man that God has chosen to use for blessing in this year. And we looked at certain requirements that we should have. We said that man should have a leadership capacity built. Number 2, we said that person should be a discreet person. Is that in your note? And we said that the person should have wisdom, right? And then the person must have the Spirit of the Lord operating in them. These attributes will put somebody in pole position to harness the opportunities that God has placed in this year for us. In the second service of last week, we learned that when you fashion yourself in the space that God has designed for you to have as a man, you need to have some winning strategies. And so Joseph also prophesied certain winning strategies for Pharaoh and his council to be able to deal with the 7 years of abundance and the 7 years of famine. And the first strategy I see was the fact that Pharaoh was supposed to ask the man that God was going to use to appoint officers. So we learned that for every leader, your men are an integral part of your blessing, and you need to appoint officers, those who are loyal and who are competent to bring you what? Productivity. Praise the Lord. We learned that you have to segregate the kind of men that are around you, because Jesus did that. Jesus spoke to the crowd, he spoke to the 12, and he spoke to the 3. And so you should know those who are crowd around you, those who are your 12, and those who are for your 3. Are we together? And then I think one point that stuck out with me is the fact that even though Jesus fasted and was led to choose the 12, one of them became a devil with time. Judas was a devil. And so we learned that from time to time, you should be reviewing the people around you, because some of them will start well in the will of God, in the perfect will of God, but they could change along the way. Are you with me? Is it a good message already? So this morning we are going to learn about the second strategy that we need from Joseph's story to be able to harness the 7 years of abundance and create a durable solution that will be able to absorb the shocks that the second 7 years of famine and drought will bring our way. Are you here? If you are here, say I'm here. So in Genesis 41, verse number 34, the scripture said, Joseph had said to them that they should look out for a man who is discreet and set him over the land of Egypt. 34, let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. Praise the Lord. So, a winning strategy that we are going to consider is the ability to invest 20% of what God gives you. I like the theme of the message. It's executors because God is calling all of us to execute. Execute in such a way that what He has laid on the table for us to receive in terms of generational blessings will not pass us by. Now, when Joseph said that look for a man, he should have certain qualities. When that man is on ground, these are the things that the man should do. One, he should appoint officers in all your cities. Number two, that man should save a fifth part of the land of Egypt in the first plenteous years. First seven plenteous years. A fifth part is 20%. When you divide 100 by 5, you have 20. So Joseph is saying that the person that is going to have transgenerational blessing is the person who has a mind to invest a fifth part in the seven plenteous years that God has given. So that simply means that the 7 years are strategically given to Egypt with God's child in there, Joseph in Egypt. And I've said that Egypt is a type of the world, and we are here as God's children in the world, and we are transitioning. So though we are not of this world, we are in this world. Are you here with me at all? So we are going to succeed. This is the least requirement, that we should save 20% or invest 20% of everything that God brings us. In fact, one of the reasons why this is important is in verse number 53. Look at that. Genesis 41, 53. In Genesis 41, verse number 53, it says that, and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of death began to come, according as Joseph has said, and the death was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. Praise the Lord. So one of the reasons why this 20% investment is important is that no matter how you look at it, you should not deceive yourself that the seven plenteous years will be there forever. And I wish to bring this to us and maybe end the message on this, and we'll be fine, because I see that most people of faith do not have what God wants them to have. If it is money, most people of faith don't have it physically or practically. They have it spiritually, but they don't have it physically. And the reason why we don't have it physically is not because God did not give us opportunity. God gave the whole world opportunity of 7 years of abundance. The management of the 7 years of abundance was going to have a telling effect on what happened in the second 7 years of drought and famine. So the issue with Christians is that we put our faith out, and because of our faith, we tend not to take some critical decisions, because we believe that God will provide our daily bread. And with that mind that God will provide, we tend to be a little bit careless with times and seasons. I'm preaching something here. We tend to be careless with times and seasons. And so we believe that once the 7 years of plenteousness is there, we are going to enjoy, and is going to be there forever. But the 7 years of plenty came to an end. You see, faith is not denial of reality. Faith is also managing reality with truth, or the wisdom behind the truth of God's word in your life. And so you cannot actually be selective of certain, you know, realities that are in your comfort zone against the broader picture that God always shows all of us. And the broader picture the Bible has shown us is that there is a time and a season for everything. That's a broader picture. There's a time of plenty and a time of what? Drought or famine. There's a time of life, a season for life, a season for death. I mean, not fanciful baby, what's in there? Prom and so a dada. And open me preach prom and so a dada. That no matter who you are, the 7 years of abundance, they are not there forever physically. There is a timeline for the abundance that you are enjoying. And if you don't have the wisdom to manage it well, a new season will come that will start. And in fact, the scripture said, and the 7 years of famine also began. And sometimes our faith makes us say, no, I refuse the 7 years of famine not to start. But sometimes, whether you refuse it or not, and I like the way Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. He said that this dream that you have had it continuously, not once, it shows that God has predetermined for this thing to happen. And no matter what you do about it, it will happen. So now, when something is meant to happen, no matter how much you pray, what you need is wisdom to manage the situation. In this life, no matter what you do, you will have plenty and there will be seasons where there will be shade. You and I must know that the physical season of abundance is not meant to be there forever. Ghana, we have rainy season, which is mostly a bumper season for food. Are you with me? Then we have the dry season, which also, in fact, different fruits have their seasons. I think mangoes have come now. Are you with me? Yesterday I attended a funeral and they were sharing mango because it's a season of mango, you know. Sharing mango, which you trying to come or take away container mango for the geo when you almost swing in an old mango. Because there's a season, but 2 months ago, you couldn't find mangoes in abundance as they are right now. Everything has a season. Today, you have the physical season, and I want to dwell here and maybe close because we are people who have been wired by faith not to be critical in the way sometimes we assess things. And sometimes we try to misapply our faith. There's nothing wrong, you know, confessing that famine will never come into my life and all of that. But you also have to stay within the boundaries of what the natural principles and natural laws give all human beings on the face of the earth. Gravity is gravity whether you speak in tongues or you don't speak in tongues. Are you here with me at all? Sometimes we try to use our spirituality to overrule the natural law, which is the extremity. The extremity is not the regular of God. He can suspend the law, but how many times did you see Jesus walking on water? He can do that, but he doesn't do that all the time. How many times did you see him raising the dead? He can do that. So you can't say that, we are mewu, Yesu benyaneme. That's an extremity. How many Lazaruses were brought to life? Do you understand? Are you here with me at all? So don't use your faith in a wrong way. The faith should tell you that you should now rather invest into your future and not throw the future away. Because this thing we are talking about seasons. We are talking about what? I can't hear you. We are talking about what? And you can easily blow a season God has given you. It's a season of 7 years of abundance. It's a season. In that season, God can make you conquer time that you have not assessed yet. Like, he can give you a season that will make you relevant for 10 decades, 20 decades. And the investment God did was that particular season. For instance, look at the guys who made the Zoom app. You know, virtual. I mean, we used to do WebEx. We used to do some of them, you know. It used to be very rare once a while. Then there will be a virtual meeting. Then COVID came. It was a season. Now COVID came now. Some people brought the Zoom up from there. The COVID was for a particular time. They took advantage of that season. The COVID expired, physically expired. That season physically expired. But what these people extracted from that physical season became like a timeless investment they had made, which they are still sowing and crying from it. They are drinking soup out of what they extracted from that season. Ask somebody, is God opening your eyes? Ask them, is God opening your eyes? And I've said time and again that this year is that kind of year that God has given to us as a season. There is nothing you are looking for in this year that you will not find. But this year will not be here forever. What God has put in this year will not be here forever. He may not even put the same things in the subsequent years to come. So you have to take this year as a timeless season, bounded physically by time. Because whatever God is giving you, no matter how much you fast this year, is physically not going to be extended into other years. What you do with what he gives you now would determine whether you will have resources in those other years, because those other years will come with their own dynamics. And the second 7 years was coming with the dynamic of famine. And it will start. Tell somebody it will start. So ask somebody, what are you going to do? And when that one starts, everywhere will dry up. But you find out that when everywhere dries up, your pocket must not dry up. Your house must not dry up. Some people become beggars just because of a change of season. Yeah. A political, season can change. And then somebody becomes a poor person. Because in the abundance of whichever season that was favorable unto you, you did not manage that abundance to go beyond. You see, because we don't always think that a season will come where we will not have what we have right now. So there are some people, once their party leaves power, and in Africa, I like the way we do it. If it's not your party, they are not giving you some. So, yeah, once your party leaves power, you see that everything has just changed for you. So, you can be legitimate. You can decide not to steal, but you can decide to manage better what God gives you in that particular political time that is favorable to you. In fact, in certain political seasons, when you are given appointment, if you don't have a plan of not being corrupt, if you don't have a plan of investing what you get regularly, yeah? Maybe they make you a CEO. You just escalate your salary to a certain level. If you don't have a plan on how to invest that money for 4 years or 8 years, don't accept the appointment. Like, stay in the shadows. Because I buy info from about Obetu. Otu unso a unyesi yobiem. Aji, maybe another 8 years, the way we see Ghana. Sometimes 4, sometimes 8. But whatever it is, now anya careful. Come a bit too. Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? I have lived in the village before. Different planting seasons require different crops to be planted. And sometimes you see that when it is the time for corn, it's planted, the harvest is dried, and then they put it in the barn. And in the dry season, they sell what has been stored in the barn. Christians don't believe in savings and investment. We believe in give us our daily bread. That's what we believe in. So every day, if our chance and our call, eradie, mabao, give us our daily bread. But sometimes God says that, God, and sometimes you operate like my dad. When we were growing up, myself and Alfred, and my big brother, my father, he will give you, weduanisika anopa. That money can buy only one square meal. But the money is given in the morning. How you do the miracle with it? To get breakfast, lunch, and supper, and fanel. No, ni man say, usikane da ho. Kofa, uko skua, opa to watching a dinner no pana. It is the next morning. Because in his mind, wasoketu, for your daily bread. You know, so how you manage it. It's your own wahala. So sometimes the daily bread is not really like, or the amount physically. Like my dad, he gives you in the morning. You have to manage it through the day. He gives you something. God gives you something. He's expecting that what he has given you, you will utilize it. That's what I'm saying. He gives seed to the sower. You will eat and bread to the eater. There is a bread aspect of what he gives you. He wants you to eat it. And then there is a seed aspect of the same thing he's giving, like the orange. You have the fruit and you have the seed. He's expecting you to plant the seed so that it will supply more fruit for you as you are moving forward. If you eat the fruit and chew the seed that is medicinal, it's your own wahala. To God, I've given you whatever you need that pertains to life and what? Godliness. That's why some of us will pray, price, and then say, me bumpy, scan them back, yammy, the amount, Dinner, where did you know last month? God gave you and he expected you to invest. And out of that investment, he expected that you'll be eating from whatever windfall that will be coming from it. But maybe because you didn't have the wisdom or the management capability to manage it with the future in mind, you ate it thinking that the seven plenteous years will be there forever. But the seven plenteous years, tell somebody they are never there forever. So it's a season. This is a season. And in this season, you have to work harder than any time. You have to gather more than any time. Any time. Your generosity must be spiritually measured. You can't be throwing things around. Are you here with me at all? You can't. You see that even when Joseph gave his brothers some gold in their sack, no, as man could afford your mechi, he was not joking with things. When they came, now he saw them. He said, "You who are spies, in your season of abundance, it's a woman we need to tell why." He said, "Hey, which spies are coming here? They, are they coming? Do that, skafuas." Mweni now. If you blow what God is giving you in this 7 years of plenty and abundance, the drought will come. Abraham saw drought. Isaac saw drought. Jacob saw drought. You will see it. Oh, Kai. The servant is not greater than the master. Bible says Jesus was hungered. He was hungry. If Jesus was hungry, you will be hungry. And maybe you will do Jesus, where the master said, my food or my meat is to do the will of the master. Maybe you eat spiritual food. Because as you are preaching the mind of God like this, there are people who still don't believe that it is God speaking to them. So let's just try and take time and break it down and apply it properly. So he said that the man that will be leading and will be succeeding within this prophetic space, we are going to have transgenerational blessing. He should save one faith. He should save 20%. Everything that comes to you, the Lord is expecting you to save a portion of it. Make an investment. And the reason why I'm saying that it is not just savings is because when you read the entirety of the chapters that have to do with Joseph's operation as a prime minister, you find out that the things that he saved, the food that he saved, he used some to barter for land for Pharaoh and all of that, and gain lands everywhere for Pharaoh, animals. So it was not just savings. Guy was increasing by trading, investing. Yeah. You see, B-O-G, a ton gold, it was a gold board, a ton gold. Kotobi na fatuho. Who's a gold across the threshold be? Now, 20% of everything God brings you, he wants you to invest it. Your salary, no matter how small it is, have this mind. Have what? I can't hear you. Have what? Have this mind. Let this mind be in you. That you need something down, because famine is coming. Yeah. A komo bao. Aunyehiamre. Eba. Now, you see, when God gives you opportunity and you don't really utilize it, when the time of famine comes, he doesn't send you helpers. Then you'll be fasting to use power to do what wisdom should have done. Please, can you put your hand on your head? Knock your head small. Say, hey, head. Be a correct child of God. Now that we age, maybe I'll win your skill. We age, now go to die. Be as here. Go to die as here. You say, I say, me, Jenny, Jenny, I mean, also, it's our body, Jenny, Suna. Looking fresh, you know. Pacho. Now that everywhere is standing for you, invest 20% of that body. You can't waste your life. At least invest 20% of your mental capacity. If you have ability to go to school small. Are you here? That's why my person may worry and say, school. I worry at the calculations. I don't understand. Don't try to do it. Person may want some school. No. Those are things that are not in your hand. You have to manage what is in your hand. You are married. Invest 20% of your time with your spouse. Because you will see that you were never married because you never ever invested time. Today, baby, and I say, when I am a now, when I your wife, baby, a bell level, we are free class away your wife and now your husband. Yeah. Recently, my pastor was going to do a surgery, and the wife made arrangement with the hospital. My pastor didn't know. Listen to me very carefully. 20%. My pastor didn't know. The wife made arrangement for the VIP room, made arrangement for extra bed to go and stay there with the husband. It is when they go to the hospital that my pastor saw that the person is, who is the next patient there? It's the wife. She bought a bed to stay there and take care of her husband. They've married for, since 1985, 41 years. Do you think that if, and I stayed with them, if my pastor did not treat the wife well and respected her, bonded, honored her, they are all in their, whatever, 60s. My pastor is almost 70. Just two years difference. Do you think this woman will worry herself? Meanwhile, because in their youthful years, the man had invested time to bond and build a relationship with a wife. I stayed with him. Are you with me? My pastor's wife is one of the excellent women you will ever see. But she's not an angel. Nobody is an angel. But my pastor married her. I'm just telling you something. Wow, one more time, Biana, who dear Tim? My pastor, every time you go to the room, my pastor likes reading, listening to music. And every time you go to the room, you will be sweeping the room. You will have this duster. You will be dusting everywhere. Dusting everywhere. Ask mommy. Until the time, I'm ever not daddy in opera room. I say, oh, me there. Room there. My father, I'm there. You see, mostly it's men that disorganize room. My pastor's wife. She's the disorganizer of the room. And my pastor is the organizer. But my pastor will not insult the wife. She will do everything, but the room there is for the husband to do. You lay the bed, you do whatever. Maybe except pastor is unwell. My pastor hardly gets sick. But every other thing, cotton and dear first cabaye, dear nene, dear me pastor in this car, oh, she would do kai. Woo. We hear Johnny Wig cry to Mpaneswa, hey! Jimmy Fuano, hey! What's that idea when I'm in Peno? Anyway, hey, with 20% in an S, you know. Now, Wunya, Wunya, Obeys, you be a empire, be anywhere, Benjamin. Oh, you bet you are a you go from my man, but show hospital. What's Umwadi? Umwunyame. And I will show 20%. Today God is speaking to you. You know, I am a messenger of God. I'm not preaching my own word. Whatever I'm telling is God telling you through me. And sometimes you just go, oh, Pastor Francis, no, Pesadi away Canada, or Pe Candido, or Pe Way Candido. Me say, who ben ye? Now who do I be us and make catch us obey Triawaka? Nanyamins obey Triawaka, or the kind warning ones. Who say in the Bible, anytime he wants to kill them, punish them, you tell them in advance. Sana nyamebeo. If you have any godliness in you, you will start creating 20% relationship with your wife, with your husband. You will start mellowing. Tell somebody, mellow, 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 mellow. It takes humility to invest, though. I'm telling you, Jesus told them, he says that I have multiplied the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. After eating, go and gather. He hates wastage. Go and gather. And they gathered 12 baskets full. In your marriage, you must be gathering your wife. He said, oh, me dear, me name is Aya, me name is Aya. In the language of Obado, you cannot be loving a woman like a man. Well, master, some message, you know. Now, some men are loving their wives like they are the way they love their friends. When you are boys, boys, who worry about? Your wife is not a man. Some things, me, I'm a man. You meet this guy, Charlie, how far? You can't do that to a woman. A woman cannot do that to a man. You are a woman, you are telling your husband something. The repetition is too much. The emphasis is too much. One line, two lines, and one on your back. So we'll chin out wait to the 14 teen teacher. Me come and they remusa. I say, me catch my wife, send ya or stress here and call a tit in the foot. Or two of no new more casas. I say, I hope, say, who will be big catching ya? It will not be this process. Come one line, two line. I'm wise enough, I will hear it. We'll do three lines. Hey, stop right there. But soon see ya. I think I'll come back to this 20% again, but we need to eat from where we are. You are eating away your future in your marriage. Some of you, the only reason why your spouse will be around you when you grow is because of God. But if they settle with God and they find out that staying with you is like married and single, staying with you without minding you will not take them to hell. Will I say, why if you be catching me? No, you're rough left, right, center. You're rough left, right. I say, Pastor, say, me kuno, ya no yari awong. I didn't know my better now. Yeah, concern you, old tear my mini cassa. It's what yari awong. Obey. Tell somebody, build it. Oh, build it. You're not building it. The season of drought in family life, one of the life courses is that you have empty nest. It will be left with whoever you met before the children came. And I keep telling you, the men, because you are the leader. You always want the women to turn around the marriage the way society has always positioned. So your emotions are not correct. You are not. Do something about yourself. Oh. Because society, there, Bema or your rofo or your deal and found. But these women for our generation, they have become post-structuralist. You don't talk with your wife. You don't converse. You don't share your ideas. You don't nothing. You don't do anything. All you are doing is that I'm the husband. I'm the husband. You are. God has put you there. You dress and keep the garden. That is a responsibility God has given you. If the garden God has given you is blessed, but there is maintenance that is required of you to replenish the garden, dress it and keep it. How much? No, just be real. Let's stay on the relationship. How much dressing have you put on the emotions of your wife or your husband? How much dressing? Sakura Jollof. Sakura. If, I think this is even an adult church. I don't see any kid here. You see, one of the ways you see that you really, really don't have a connection with your spouse is that even in sex, you are not interested in foreplay. It's a sign that you don't have connection. Also, what can you? He It's a long process for you. There's nothing you are going to say to the woman or the man. You people don't have a relationship. Everything is quick. There's no relationship. There's no relationship. When you take a prostitute, foreplay is not part of the game. It's pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa like that. So every time, no connection. I want to do a study, a qualitative study, to find out the connection between foreplay and emotional connection among spouses. And I'm very sure over the top of my head that, especially for knowledgeable people, it will come out that when you have not invested emotional capital into your relationship, one of the variables that will help us to know that there is no investment there is that that thing will be either very small or missing in the marriage. Until I say, when you have a need, no afraid, and then pull away bus, straight answers. Oh boy, it's a sign that there's no connection. There has to be connection, though. After a while, your mother cannot help you, brother. It's your wife or your husband that you we're inside. Where would they? They're inside. Are you angry with me? After a while, it's your kids that will come to your rescue. So at a certain level, you will leave all your blings. I say, you will save some of your open home to educate your children to come and take care of you. And not to say the school fees, as you are investing into your children, you are investing into your future. Hey. Yeah, now sometimes it is a family be omo papa wu and they've built a house to bury the man in it. Don't go for Kasanwa message. We say, "Yenina your family na pepepe." The value is not the same. Some people know the contributions and the sacrifices that their parents have done to put them where they are. Are you here with me at all? There was a family meeting I sat in. Their father was dead. They were fighting because every single one of them wanted to foot all the bill of the funeral. And the other said, are you trying to say we are useless? Me too, I want to foot all the bill. I said, what a family. Everybody is capable. May you be capable here in Jesus' name. Everybody was a pride for them. So what was the reconciliation? We have to beg. Oh, okay. Let's share it. Pepe. Somebody said, no, me na me a penny, me na some far more. Wow, you, your family, you know, when they are sharing, you are running away. A penny for how they na me a kola na mo de kesi ato me so anyway na di eh? What wasted 7 years of abundance in yina? Some of you have one child, you need to have another child. You need to go see the doctor. Don't let your faith make you lose reality. If the doctor says an IVF will be easier, why do you want to suffer yourself? Does that mean you don't have faith? Some of you sisters, you need to start freezing some of your eggs. Because this is your age. If you want to give birth again, by the time you know, na ex ninyi na asa. Yeah. You see, AI has come. We are using AI. Technology has come. We are using technology. Science has come. You use it. That's why there are ethics in life. Why worry? When you're 38, ena nyami aye wadum na worry. We know scientifically. So they were a midwife, Anambwa. Eh? Pediatric, whatever, nurse. We know that your egg count will be going down It takes very rare cases where a woman will be that age and then the egg will still be very high. Ain't it? So our warrior is all to be paid by chef regime, especially if you want to have children. And yes, I do baby, ube uba, kuna ube ko, ube kosa awa, un round in the bebano. Ne ebia. Hormonal confusion here and there. Jaffa umunti. Kosi ane mabim. Aji, uma ye koke kosi lagun no mo. Name koche. Mpatua nibi wa. Mpatua na wa. Insunu mwenye mpatua. Tilapia no. Tilapia uche ni mwa egg neba out first. Na me yini egg nibi na matua ama anse. Mene kwe. Don't be deceiving yourself. Oh. When we are saying these things in church and we are laughing. Yes. We laugh and we think and we reflect. You know, I used to think that because I'm a tithe and I'm a very prayerful person, my money will not pay for some things. One day I was doing that kind of thing, and God says, "Ubeshane waboka, ubeshane say," because when maybe I don't feel well, I'm just praying for the sickness to jump out, because there's so much grace of healing. Saturday, were you here? What if I'm praying for the sick? I don't struggle. Be healed. Bah, it's gone. God told me, if you do care, you will come earlier than I want you to come. I said, yeah. Timintia poa. Me bompa ni nina aname na mkwane sume kwane. Hospital. And I hope I send you a kind of hospital. Yeko, hospital. Ni nina is part of, you see, part of God's program. Please, do you understand? Some people belong to a church that say we don't receive blood transfusion. And they have died when God was on. Even devil didn't know they were dying. Why? Some people are young by it will take a miracle. You see, when it's a miracle, you always have to be very humble about it. Because once a miracle, when you mean simple, you can choose to do it or not to do it. So normally our protection is in the regular middle point, how God operates in a regular way. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. So I mean, you can have a little girl, maybe 16 years, is having gynecological issues, and then the doctors will find out that maybe the reproductive system will not be able to contain a baby within the child. So maybe he has to do surgery here and there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Surgery here and there, blah, 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 blah. If you have, the body itself will not be able to contain the child. But we'll have eggs that can fertilize in another body. Your body deliverance, your body deliverance. Your emfa. See your body deliverance. Nyani etie nyame. Nyame voice. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. That could Joseph Wawana, Yamesone Dino say, pick your child and your wife and run. It was Jesus they were running with. Not you, Kwame Botio. It was Jesus they were running with. Say, run. It's just 1 minute. Herod Bekum. Wangasa Mema Waira. Herod Ba, Mema Waira. What the Hakrana Usua? Oba. Usukra, Mrs. You, Amasu, Amonte. Tell somebody, follow God. We'll come back to this 20% because it's like there's too much for us to talk about it. There's a man who is called Pareto. He did a Pareto formula, 80-20 formula. He says that doing less to achieve more. That every one of you can prioritize the 20% important area of your time to achieve 80% of everything you want to achieve. 20 is not bad. Even God asks for 10. So if you can manage 1/5 of your life properly in this season of blessing, it will be able to withstand the shocks that are coming with your children's school fees, health bills, vacation bills. Am I talking to somebody at all? Or else? Chale vacation, why are you going to be? any partner for a console, I know a brandy. And say, do baby, I wear there, Ukobi. Semi hofe, me hofe. You better worry me, we are worry. We have to see substance in you. These days, when boys want to marry girls, say, what do you have? One person, we are assessment to a girl, no one should say, girl, no one, because boys, no person, no one worry. First in a man, no one worry, but they say, boys, no person, no one worry. You really have to focus. This year is a year also. You find out that this year, the first fruit and the title that I'm talking about, I'm not saying, and you're by force, so, but what would our life? Let me not start the year without engaging God in my covenant. That's why we have all the way to February ending. February ending to do your first fruit in obedience to the word of God and by revelation, knowing that there is nothing that I have that is not given to me by God. And this year I need God's supernatural intervention in my life. Praise the Lord. Well, the way to February ending is, God, January. I thank God for February. I'm honoring you fully. Are you here with me at all? I'm honoring you. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. But it's a choice. It's a choice. Can you imagine that Joseph saved 20%? But not everyone in Egypt saved 20%, even though the announcement was made nationally. So he was there. Egyptians were coming, begging him for food. Begging. You will become a beggar. A beggar for love. If you don't invest 20. A beggar for money. If you don't invest 20. At least. A beggar. A beggar for relationships. If you don't invest in your friendship. Why? And so. You will become. Once I want you to be a man. So be amba. Two and two men, too many funny, too many phobia. Yanko pompen or bebo, yamis why home. Because Obia naming ceremony in Uauko. In the church, you don't attend anyone's funeral, you don't attend anyone's. Ye frebi be akuja akuja. Wanka, ye mao dear. Upa swan cry, bim cross with jaya, sorry now, sorry no. Why dear now call? Why dear now call ye? What is your credential? What do you have a special and they do the any obiambu a conso? Oma me, mama God. Say kutu. Say bam mami. Ungwa di and say kutu, say bam ti. Oh, yani dear swoop bia, just a son crown stop it. Check your network. So, if you live for you, nobody will live for you. This year, I said, me mean me first fruit. Because me who say, this year, no, it's a season God has prepared for me. And one way I have to extract the best out of it is I need the hand of God upon me. It means start with my covenant. That's me near brain. No, clap your hands for the Lord. Tell someone, we have to talk about the 20. We have to talk about the 20. Yeah, we have to talk about the 20. I want every eye to be closed right now. Some of these things we are trying to do, if Christ is not in you, you will not be able to do it. Living the life God wants you to do, if you don't have Christ, you won't be able to do it. So if you are here, you have not given yourself to Christ. You've not given your life to Christ. Wherever you are, I want every eye closed. I want that person to raise your hand. Raise your hand. You have not given your life to Christ. Raise your hand and say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to just surrender to the Lord. I want Jesus to come into my life, become my Lord and my personal Savior. If you are that person, you raise your hand. All right. Lift your hand, everybody. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the second 7 years will not come and deal with me. I declare right now that I am favored. A new month has started, and I release favor into my new month in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray right now? Pray, February will be a great month for me in the mighty name of Jesus. February will be a great month for me in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Raise your voice. Koshata laba kotaya. Atere de de pesote lebede. Rekwata ta labada sadaba. Shekwa labada bada.
Lift up your voice and pray. Let it be a new month. A new month of commitment. A new month of saving. Lift up your voice and pray. Batu Shaddai. Rabaria Peria Tula Bakataya. Rabaria Mantara Basota Kabaya. Lebra Kutaya Shela Baba. Rabaria Talabataya. Lebra Kaparua Tula Bantaya. Rabaria Peria Bantula Bataya. Lebra Kabar Lebro Sandabaya. Make a commitment this morning. Make a commitment this morning. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord, I'm doing this thing in February. I'm making this 20% investment. 20% investment. 20% investment in my relationship. 20% investment in my financial savings. 20% investment in even my contribution, everything. Lift up your voice and pray. Let this month be a beginning of new things. New things. 7 years of abundance. 7 years of life. Give me enough and let me invest enough in these 7 years of abundance to make the next 7 years easy. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. I want you to make a commitment. Make a commitment to the Lord. Commit to the Lord. Commit to the Lord. Commit to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Batula Baria Sera Kabaya. Libra Kabanto Boshanda. Isota La Bataya. In the name of Jesus.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.